Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen. Amen. Just want to make, here we go. Amen. Again, I want to welcome you to the broadcast. And thank you for signing in for us today. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, today. And this is Friday Night Joy. I'm joined by Reverend Robin that's going to join us probably in a few. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and give out some announcements of things that we got coming up. We do want to thank you for signing in today. Looking forward to a great word, a word that's needed to be told to the people of God. The subject is, see the signs and embrace salvation. Amen. See the signs and embrace salvation. Amen. So real quick. We have a history about the grace of Minister Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Amen. Then we have our weekly broadcast of Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. The kind of declare the finished work with Reverend Pat Randall is 12 noon. Every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is the first, the second, and the fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Weekly prayers is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon, and that's usually at 1 o'clock. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. SS code is 732-499. We're excited about what God has done with the weekly prayer. Amen. Please join Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen. Our monthly broadcast as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart is every third Friday. Amen. Right now we're doing a group thing with several people called the Do's and Don'ts of Dating or Do's and Don'ts of Relationship. And it's exciting, man. So please make sure you join us then. Okay. The Born of the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. And this is the broadcast that's geared towards the young folks, younger than me. And they're an awesome group of men and women that come together. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Spiritual Nuggets of Truth is a new broadcast with Minister Carmen A. Booker, and it's every second and fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Amen. So we're excited about the new broadcast. We're excited about what God has done on the broadcast. I would encourage you to go to WhenChristianSpeak.com and check out a little bit more about us, find out what's going on. I do want to let you know that we have a pretty strong listener base, that we've been doing this now for over 9 years. Amen. And God has blessed the ministry to help people from all over the world that's listening to us. So we're grateful for that, that the word is getting out, you know. I just want to thank God and give God honor and praise for that. Amen. I also want to encourage you to go and check out our Facebook page. Amen. We have One Christian Speak Talk Radio Facebook page and a group. Check them both out. Amen. I'm grateful for what God is doing. Don't forget also to, again, go check out our website. And listen, if you have a desire to donate or to sow the seed in the ministry, you can do that on our website. There's a link for donation. We are listed as a 501c3 company, so you can use this for tax purposes. Also, we do have a PayPal account for WhenChristianSpeak@gmail.com. And I believe you have an app too. We will probably start putting a little bit more information out there about what it is that we're doing. Amen. But I'm excited about the broadcast today. Reverend Roberts should be joining us in a few. What we're going to do, we can go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. And we'll go from there. Father God, we first come to thank you for your many, many blessings and your grace and your mercy and the things that you're doing in our life, God. We thank you and we give you all the honor and the praise, God. There is no one like you in all the earth, God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you praise, God. We pray today, God, that you will come into the midst of this broadcast, God, and begin to speak the word into your people, word, that we might see the signs and embrace salvation, for the signs are being written all across the world, all across in the environment, and things that's going on within our life, when the wars and the rumors of war, God, they're being written. So we pray today, God, that you will come and have mercy, God. We pray, God, that you continue to break yokes and strongholds, God, and that you would tear them down, God, tear down walls of division that's operating within the body of Christ, God. Allow us to be one the way that you said that we should be one, God. We thank you in advance that you would do just that, God. We trust you and we believe you, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you would have mercy on us, God. We pray for the salvation of souls, Lord Jesus, that would take place, Lord Jesus, in this world that we live. And then we pray that someone would cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be changed, God? We pray for your salvation to take place in the body of Christ, God. We pray for complete holistic healing, God. You know everything there is to know about us, God. We pray today that you would do it for your name, say, God. Help us, Lord Jesus, to stay true and firm to you. Don't want to let go until you bless us, God. We pray for every country, every continent, God. We pray even against this virus that's going on throughout the world. We pray for the healing, God. We pray that those that you have assigned and those that you have appointed and those that you have ordained, God, are called, Lord Jesus, will return back into their first love, which is you. We pray today, God, that you would do it for your name's sake, that you get all the glory and the honor. We pray today, God, that you will begin, God, to operate in the body of Christ from the pulpit to the door and from the door to the pulpit, God, that we may begin to get our mind right with you, that we may begin to focus more on you and less on ourselves, God. We may begin to focus on the things that you love, God, and begin to, Lord Jesus, to go after the things, dear Lord, to be obedient to you, God. We pray today that you would do this all for your name's sake, God. We realize that we can't do this by ourselves. We need you, Holy Spirit, to come with all your might and your glory, and you set the atmosphere, God. We thank you in advance for what you will do, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, God, for what will take place in our life because of you. We thank you in advance, God, that you would save us from the wiles of the enemy, and that you prevent the enemy from coming into our life and causing chaos. God, we thank you for in advance that when those trials and tribulations come, that we will stand. And after we've done all we can, we will continue to stand in the promise of you, Lord Jesus, and in the promise of the resurrection of you, Jesus. We promise to continue to hold on no matter what, Lord Jesus. So God, help us, Lord Jesus, even in the midst of our weakness, God. Show us a more excellent way. Lead us back to you, Lord Jesus, even when we backslide. We need you today, God. We give this broadcast to you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. So again, I want to welcome everybody to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray. I believe Reverend Robin is with me now. Amen. She's going to talk about see the signs and embrace salvation. Reverend Robin, are you with me?
Yes, I am glad to be with you on this Friday Night Joy. We bless God for this day which he has given unto us.
Amen. Amen. So thank you, Reverend Robin, for joining us today. We're going to go ahead and turn everything over to you. We're going to ask for those that are listening either by social media or that are listening through the different platforms that you will share the broadcast. When she sent me the title, See the Signs and Embrace Salvation. That's saying a lot. So at this time, we're going to turn everything over to Reverend Robin. Amen.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord, and welcome to Friday Night Joy. It's always exciting to be a part of the broadcast that's entitled Friday Night Joy, because just the title itself brings about so many thoughts of the joy of the Lord, you know, and knowing that the joy of the Lord is truly our strength. So we just thank God for another opportunity for us all to come together. Again, just to put our mindsets towards God, to make our thoughts to change from this world and unto the things of the Spirit. It is just so awesome. So I'm glad to be here with you tonight. I pray that we just sit back and take the time just to put our focus off of all of the things of the world and put our focus onto God. And as Reverend Ray has said, the title I have been given for this broadcast this evening is See the Signs and Embrace Salvation. Because if we're looking around the world and looking around of all of the current events and the things that are happening, we can truly see that this world is on a rapid road to unraveling. But we have a solution. We have an answer that it will keep us all safe. Now, I have been pondering all day because I was listening in on a Bible study last night, and it was a very, very powerful message that was given. Now, of the many things that were said last night that has kept me in this place of just continual pondering of where we are in the world and as mankind, is that one of the things that the speaker said was that even in today's environment with the COVID-19 and the loss of just so much of which has happened and the breakdown of the economy and just the all of the loss of life that have been associated with this pandemic, we are still, many of us, living as if we have 1,000 years yet to live. We're living our daily lives packed with the pursuit of things that become idols and self-identifiers, you know, things such as, you know, education and money and beauty and recognition, you know, fame, love, respect, and all of those things that are promoted to be things that we can do to extend our lives and renew ourselves back to our youthful places. All of those things are so rampant and every and sought after by so many, but none of those things would truly give us that sense of fulfillment that we're actually seeking for. or give us an eternal end. Because as we all know, youth grows and turns into old age, and beauty fades to wrinkles and lose out to the gravity, and money is often squandered, and the scripture says that you accumulate this money, and you don't know if you're going to leave your money to a wise man or a fool, you know? And we know that recognition and fame, you know, that's only minutes in time, and it is quickly replaced by another one who has now superseded you in fame and recognition. I mean, we know that if we look over, you know, all of those that we knew who was big and famous, their name was all over the place, and, you know, and now it's like you hear things that say, well, where is this person now, and where is that person now, because none of those things are lasting. They're all just fading, just as this world fades, and just as worldly love fades, you know, love you today, but not tomorrow. And I must stop here, and we know we must always have to acknowledge that there are those rare relationships that have weathered through the many years, and love remain strong. But even in those situations, it still isn't the agape love that God has for us. You know, it isn't the same. I mean, it's not an eternal love. It's going to fade along with this world. It's going to fade along with the lives that we have. Our lives, we do not actually have thousands of years to live, you know, and sometimes, and, you know, I know we can't really get into age because someone who, you know, God has already known that they were only going to live until 50 or 60, you know, that may be the end for them. So if you're someone and you are 49, then your life is almost at its expiration time, you know. So we are truly living in times in which we are paying attention to the wrong types of things. We're truly in a time where, are we truly paying attention to the signs of the things that are around us? Are we truly ready to stop and think and consider what happens next? What happens next? When everything begins to unravel, what happens next? You know, but one thing we can know for sure is that God sees us beyond what we can see. And all of the temporary vanities and props of this world and those things that we try to make our lives valuable based on, you know, with him, we are already valuable as his creation. He has already thought of us to be valuable, and that is an awesome thing, is that unto God we are already valuable, and all of these things that the world tells us that we need are only temporal, are only Band-Aids in the contrast to how God can come in and fill us until the overflow. So, you know, when I say see the signs and embrace the salvation, it is time for us to stop in our tracks and see the handwriting of Jesus' imminent return for his bride, the many members of his body, his church. You know, it's time to evaluate, why am I here and what am I doing and where am I heading? You know, it's time to see the truth of our fleeting existence. You know, the scripture says it fades. You know, it's a quickly fading thing. It's temporal. It's not permanent, you know. You know, it's time to truly know God's salvation, you know, that will keep us from being caught in the falling apart and demise of this world, because it truly is happening and we can see it. You know, we see all of the, you know, the weather conditions that are strange and odd to places. You know, we see the hurricanes and the fires, and they just seem to never cease. You know, we see all the wars and the rumors of war. We see, you know, one of the measuring rods is the disobedience of children. And, I mean, we see all of the increase in violence and all of the increase of immorality, and good being considered bad and bad being considered good. And, you know, everyone is going about just to fulfill themselves and to, you know, becoming more lovers of themselves than lovers of God. I mean, if we look around, we can see this pandemic, and we can see that man does not have all the answers. He does not. We have to thank God that he has been keeping all that he has kept. We have to thank God for it, because man only knows in part and sees in part, but God knows all time. You know, it is at the time where we must consider our eternal resting home. Our eternal resting home, you know, and we have an eternity. We have a life ever after. We have an everlasting, but that is all through Jesus Christ. That is all through God, you know, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who is and he never ceased to be, the God who has no boundaries of time, the God who is the creator of all things, the God who has it so that we live, move, and have our being because of him. He is the one that we need to attach ourselves to. We need to attach ourselves to so that we can successfully navigate the life in this earth, so that we can move and be in this life and actually be fulfilled and not continually seeking those things that are temporal, seeking those things that give a momentary sense of fulfillment, but then the very next day you have to seek more to become even more fulfilled. You know, and one of the ways in which we can really address that, you know, is to know that we are man and we need more. And I know that that is not something that's being said to ears that have never heard it, or hearts that have never thought it, or minds that haven't sat down and pondered. Is this all? There must be more than what I am experiencing. And that more is truly in God, is truly in Christ Jesus, is truly in actually being born again until the Spirit, where we are able to go over and superlative and beyond what this flesh is able to take us to. So I wanted us to just kind of revisit the ageless and time-defying message that still stands available to all of us until that trumpet blast, or we close our eyes to this world. And that would be in the Matthew 3:1-3. This is John the Baptist who was coming on the scene saying, in those days, it says, I'm going to read it for you, Matthew 3:1-3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. You know, it comes and says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, because the Lord was coming, and he was coming for the salvation of man. He was coming so that man would no longer have to be separated unto God. You know, he was coming to reconcile a relationship that had been lost in the garden. He was coming out of pure love to come to save man from himself. So it said, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. He says, repent, repent. You know, it says, and repent means change your mind and take a new path that leads to, you know, take that path, you know, change your mind from the direction that we're going, that's all towards the world, that's all towards being lover of yourself, it's all towards being self-pointing as opposed to going into things to be humble and surrendered and submitted unto the Lord. You know, it says, change your mind. Change your mind. Come, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change your mind of the direction that you are going. Change your mind and see that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Another choice we have, because when the fall happened in the garden, there was not a choice. There was not a way to go and regain at that time that relationship, that beautiful relationship that Adam had with God. But he said, but it comes now, and repent you, that kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's another opportunity to come back into the, to relationship and into a reconciliation with our Creator, the one who knows us most, the one who created us with a purpose and with a plan, the one who created us as whole individuals. We were completely made with by him. You know, he said everything that he did was good. And when he created man in his image and after his likeness, we had the totality of all that we needed dwelling right within that formation that was formed and that which he blew all of who he was into. We were whole, and things changed after the fall where we were no longer whole. And at that point, man went about trying to find his own way without the leading and guiding of God and without the Holy Spirit to lead the way. But now John the Baptist came on the scene, and it's a, like I say, an ageless and time-defined message of repent. Change from the ways of thinking that we are able to take care of ourselves. Change our way of thinking that the youth will keep, the beauty will be forever, the money is all we need, that the recognition, the fame, and the respect of others and what others think about us, and I just need, if I get a bigger house, if I get a better job, if I increase my bank account, if I get more knowledge, you know, if I do this and if I do that and if I do this and if I do that, then I will be in a place where I am on top of the world. I will be in a place where I have my confidence and my identification, and I will have a surety only to reach those things and still have a void, because they are not the answer. They are only temporary fillers. So, you know, we come at that same message, repent. Repent and go forth into that path that leads unto God. You know, it says, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Make that path straight that he can come directly into our hearts, your heart and my heart, that he can come right in and give us a new life. And not only a new life here in this earth, but a life everlasting. You know, God designed a path for Jesus to come to mankind. You know, the path that he began in Genesis 3 to restore man to his rightful position, to his rightful created being, to his rightful wholeness. He began a plan as soon as the fall happened for restoration. You know, so, you know, then he came to the New Testament. John the Baptist was the last person on the pavement of that street to make that path straight. You know, we come to that place where in Luke where there are two women, too soon to be mothers. One brings forth that trailblazer, John the Baptist, with the message to let us know that the kingdom of God is at hand. And another woman, the mother of Jesus, comes forth to bring Jesus into the world. You know, so we have those two women, you know, but what we don't have in the midst of this situation is man interfering. This is all God's work. You know, in Luke 1, and I'm going to begin at verse 13. This is talking about Elizabeth, and it says, but the angel said unto him, and this is Elizabeth's husband, he's, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayers is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. You know, and it says in verse 17, I'm going to go down to 17, it says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, and to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And that was John the Baptist's role as his trailblazing assignment. the last piece in that connective road that was leading to Jesus, that was leading to an opportunity for man to be restored unto God, was to prepare the hearts, make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And that is the message that we are here on this Friday night joy. It says is to ask and to beseech and to deliver and to tell the people to prepare the way for the Lord. Make yourself ready for the Lord. Repent. Change your heart away from the world and unto God, so that there would be a way that you can have salvation, that we can have salvation unto God, that we would be safe from those things that are coming on this earth, because this world is rapidly deteriorating, and Jesus is our answer. He is our way out. He is our security blanket. He is the one who has come so that we shall live and not die. So we just come this evening on the Friday Night Joy broadcast to give you that hope for wherever you may be, to know that there is something better than what you may be experiencing at this time. There is hope for tomorrow, for a better day. There is hope for a life after this, a life everlasting, that God does have a plan for you, that God has a road map for you, just as he had a road map for Jesus. He has people already in place laying the pathwork to make the path clear for you. But that pathway is clear to us through Jesus Christ. And we can be so certain in our standing and in who Jesus is by the second woman who was to help in aiding in the coming forth of Jesus, and that is Mary. You know, Luke, this is also in Luke. You can read the story in Luke 1. And it says here, I'm going to begin at verse 30, and here is another angel. It's all divinely set up. It has no interruption and no intermingling with man. This is all divine that is coming forth. This is all the angels of the Lord who are on assignment to do their part in making sure that Jesus is coming forth and making sure that way is pure and is untainted. And it says here in Luke 1:30, and the angel said unto her, and where to her is Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So we see here that we know that man was already tainted. He had already fallen, but there is no man involved here. This is all divine. This is all by the Holy Ghost. This is all by God himself. You know, you may say, why a virgin? How is that possible? You know, many people have a question. How is that possible? The answer for both is God's intervention to create afresh a new man in Christ Jesus. There was no intermingling of man's blood or bodily fluids with the virgin. Man has no involvement in the forming of Jesus Christ. The seed was all God. You know, this was the pure love of God to bring forth his son to save the world from the sin man had brought upon himself by the sin in the garden. So it had to be by a virgin. It had to be pure because God is pure. His Son is pure. So it had to come forth in a manner where man could not have touched it because man was already defiled. So it had to be by a virgin. It had to be that way where there was nothing having to do with man being involved in this. You know, so it is so important to know that because how Jesus came into the world is very crucial to the lasting and certainty of our salvation. So it has to be that just as you and I can believe in our existence on this day, as you hear me and as I speak, it's the same way that you can believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Both have miraculous beginnings. We were created by God. Created by God. Adam and Eve were created by God. There was no intervention of man in that. It was all God. And it is the same for Jesus Christ. No intervention by man, but by the total power of the Most High God. You know, man was originally created and formed into a world where he was not to know any sin, and only the glory of the existence with God. You know, but as has occurred, that there was deception in the garden, and man entered into sin. And all mankind afterwards followed that very course of the first man, having not done anything, having not committed the sin, but man had become defiled then. He was no longer a complete creation that God had created. God had stopped his Holy Spirit. He had, what had died was the Holy Spirit within man. It was no longer there, so he was no longer the same creation that he once was. So that way, man could not, in order for us to be restored unto God, God had to bring forth his only Son so that there would once again not be any more intermingling with the fallen man. I mean, so that is our security, is that Jesus has come and Jesus is pure. He is the Son of God. He is God. And so the only way that we get back into that pure place and without sin is through Jesus Christ. You know, so that is why it was so important that his coming into the world was the way in which it was. You know, so we have been so blessed to have a God that loved us so much that he would send his only begotten Son, not only into the world. You know, if you can, as you know, God is sovereign. He's supreme. He's the creator of all things. He's a spirit. You know, Jesus came from all of that. That's where he originated. He came from glory to come to be born as a man in this earth, to save man from himself and to die a death that will be purely for the shedding of his blood, for the remission of our sins. Because, you know, there is always something that has to die for sin. There is always a payment for sin. And we can see that in our very own lives, that as you go through life, if you, let's make it something so simple. You know, if you go against a rule and you break a rule, and let's say you speed and you break a speed, and there is a consequence for that. That consequence is that you may very well have to pay a ticket. You know, if you have too many, you may very well lose your license. So there are consequences for poor decisions and poor actions. And Jesus was what came and paid for our sin debt. Someone who had no sin, someone who did not follow the steps in Adam because he was not born of Adam, but yet and still he came and he paid the price for us. In Romans 5 And that's 5:8, it says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he came, he was born simply to die for us so that we could be restored, so that we could have life and life more abundantly. You know, and it says that, you know, in verse 10, 5:10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We now have the atonement because of Jesus Christ. We are now safe because of Jesus Christ. You know, and it was at that point, if we continue to read it in 12, it says, wherefore, as by one man, and that was Adam, sin entered into the world by sin. And so death passed upon all men for all that have sinned. You see, because of the sin of Adam, there is death. And unless you are reborn unto Jesus, we all die in our sins. You see, because Jesus comes and he atones for our sin. He covers our sins, that there is no longer a payment needed to be paid for that misdeed, because Jesus paid the price already. You know, and it says here, you know, in verse 14, it says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. So if we stop and think about that, and as we said, once Adam and Eve fell in the garden, there was no way to reconcile back unto God. And it wasn't until Moses that God began to put in laws and put in, you know, sacrifice, the sacrificial system of things of which to come in to atone for misdeeds and from where you miss it. But until then, from Adam to Moses, everyone who was born died. They suffered a death, because there was no way to be reconciled to God in order to have an eternal life. We were always created to have an eternal life. But because of the sin of Adam, death came on the scene for all men. But we now have that opportunity through Jesus Christ not to experience death at all, but to have an eternal life, living with God, living in abundance. You know, he says that he desires that we have an abundant life. You know, so that is how we get to that abundant life, is through Jesus Christ. You know, it says that by one offense, death came, but much more is the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one Jesus Christ. That is now an opportunity for us to see the signs of the times and see that we cannot make it in and of ourselves, that all of these things that the world holds up as props that are going to esteem you, that are supposed to make you feel so much better about yourself, that's supposed to give you this great life, they're all temporal and they're all vanity and they're all fallen. But Jesus Christ himself died so that we can have life, and we can have life more abundantly. Jesus died so that we can have a hope beyond whatever situation that we are in, because God hears the cries and prayers of his children. He comes in to see about his children. He is faithful to his children. I mean, so through Jesus Christ, we have a way to have a true abundant life. We have a way to have peace. We have a way to know that there is a great ending to the outcome of this tribulation or this trial that I may be in, that I may be weeping right now, but my God sees my tears and hears my cries, and he is going to come see about me, that there is a better way. There is a better way of living. Yes, there is more than this rat race that we do every day. There is more in fulfilling our total entire being, and there is more into life than what we are experiencing on this day to day. It is so much more fulfilling having Jesus Christ in our life, having the Holy Spirit in our life. There is another way, and that way is through Jesus Christ. So I come this evening with this time-defying message from John the Baptist that says, repent. Repent. And you may think, why am I repentant? I'm a good person. I don't do all of those wrong things, and I'm good to people, and I have a good heart. It's not even about these things that we think of as sin. You know, it's not even about that. It is more about, you know, repenting from that sin nature that was passed down to us from Adam. Because truth is that we are a carbon copy until we come into the newness of Christ Jesus, who was born of a virgin, untainted by man. Until we come unto him and accept him as our Savior, we stand as a carbon copy of Adam, in that same state of sin nature as Adam. And if you can imagine, I don't know if you ever had a copy of something and you run a copy. It just continually deteriorates. It continually gets worse. The original copy was already not a great copy, and now you've continually made a copy, continuing in that same vein, that it only gets worse. But we have a way to get ourselves out of the state of the body of sin nature, this body in which was passed down of sin that has been passed down from Adam. There is a way out now. We have a way now to get back into a full, vibrant and a life of full of vitality, of relationship with God. We have a way that we can now call him Abba, Father. We have a way that we can now ask him to help us. We have a way that we don't have to be alone in this earth, even if we are alone. As far as living alone, we are never alone, because he says he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he knows everything that there is to know about us. And that's where that agape love comes in. He says, but I love you. You are my child. You are my chosen. You are my sheep. I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. And that's an agape love. But what we need to do is repent of that sin nature. Repent of thinking that we can do it on our own, that we are haughty, or that we can seek out God, that we can do and know above what God knows. You know, that one thing that is for certain that came upon all men from the fall in the garden, and what Satan, when he was that tempter, told Adam and Eve would occur, said, you would be as God. And that's the first thing we need to repent of, is living as we think we are as God, that we know better than him. You know, but we are not, we're truly not as God, because God is an all-knowing God. God is omnipotent, omniscient, forever present, knowing all things. He is the creator of all things. He is the one who God is. There is no boundary for him. There is no beginning and there is no end. Everything he is aware of. Nothing comes upon him in surprise. You know, he is the totality of all things. He is sovereign. He has full authority. He has created all things. He has put all the stars in the skies and knows each and every one of them. He is the one who knows every hair that you have on your head. He is the one who knows that what you are going to do next week. He knows all things. But yet and still, he wants us to come unto him, and he wants to shed his love abroad in our hearts. And all that needs to be done is that age-defying message is repent and turn your heart unto God and allow him to touch, allow him to show you how awesome a relationship is with him. You know, because truly, as in Romans 7 and it's 18 through 25, it says that, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do not that, I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, that sin nature that is just there. I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, you know, because we all truly want to do good. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. I mean, and that's the thing, that this repentant of sin, it's not necessarily repentant because I told a lie, or, oh, I was unfaithful, or I was not loyal, or I stole something. No, this repentance is for the sin which is simply in our members based on the fall of Adam. Based on the fall of Adam. That is what we repent for. We repent because we have, by the fall, that as God syndrome was placed in our mind. We repent about that. We repent about moving God out of his proper space in our life as our creator, the one who fulfills and makes us whole, and putting in that place of him all of those other things that I've mentioned, you know, youth, beauty, education, money, you know, looking for the esteem of other people. No, we are highly esteemed by God for one part. In verse 27, 24, it says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And it says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. You see, because it is this flesh, it is this flesh that we dwell in that is the problem that we need to repent for. That is what we're repentant for. You know, it is time now to see the signs and seek after and search after and embrace salvation, because it is time now to remove all of those things that are blocking the interest of Jesus unto us. It is time for a fresh start, and that fresh start is in and through Jesus Christ to truly begin living a life that God has already orchestrated for each of us. The kingdom of heaven is truly at hand. The world is truly unraveling. Now, it has to come to the point on which side will we stand when it's time for the reckoning and all of the true chaos has begun. Because they keep saying, well, we have to get back to normal. Normalcy is gone. Normalcy is finished. Times are not going to get better. And that's what Scripture says. And that's what has been proven before our eyes. Time, events, occurrences of things, the weather, none of that. The world is being destroyed, and it is being destroyed by man. It is time that we see the signs and to know that this world in which we are living, which is already temporal, is coming apart and coming apart quickly. It is time now, as I've heard this on last night, that we stop straddling. Straddling the fence is not an option any longer. You have to make a choice. You have to make a stand. You have to make a decision. One foot in and one foot out is no longer an option. Jesus is soon to return, and we don't have 1,000 years waiting to get it right. I'm going to do it next year. I'm going to give my life to God next year. If he's knocking upon your heart, accept it. Jesus says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And then he goes on and says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus is the way. He is the gate. He is the entry into the kingdom. And we all want to be in the kingdom and safe in the arms of Jesus and right there with God when this world truly unravels. And how do we do that? We first repent of this sin nature. We prepare the heart for Jesus Christ by that repentance. And Romans 10, 9 through 11 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's that simple. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And it says, For the scripture says, for whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And Jesus is a firm foundation upon which we can believe. He came a divine birth. He came as a true sacrifice. He came and he has atoned and he has covered. He has come all the way. Follow that path that leads unto righteousness, that leads unto everlasting, that leads unto peace, that leads unto joy, that leads unto a comfort forevermore. Let's follow that path. Let's repent. Let's accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, and once you've done all that, all else that needs to be done so that you can walk a peaceful walk, so that you can walk a fulfilled life, so that you can walk being led and guided into the things of a God and along that path of your safety, is to ask for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. In Luke 11:13, it says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Your eternal salvation, my eternal salvation, is secure in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit dwelling within each of us will lead and guide us through this earthly existence, through these times that are only going to get worse, through these times that are going to become even more trying, even more turbulent, even more violent. Only way that we can live safely and to get that those promptings and those unctionings from the Holy Spirit of where we need to be at the right time is through Jesus Christ. And through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us, Jesus has paid a high price, already paid the price for our ticket into the kingdom. He has paid that ransom that has been required of us. Death can no longer touch us. Jesus has paid that price. The ransom was paid, and we are safe to come home unto Jesus. So I just pray right now that to all who are listening, to adhere and to heed to that time-defying, ageless message. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand, and Jesus is waiting to see us all the way home. I thank you for this message. I thank God for just making this a burning within even me. And I pray that you will take time and think over your life. I'm thinking over my life to see where, how, what needs to be done at these trying times. Reverend Ray, you have something you would like to add and close us out in prayer? Reverend Ray, are you there? I'm not sure if Reverend Ray is there right now. Oh, you are. Hello.
Yes. Hey, Rob, I'm sorry. I had it on mute. But thank you for the awesome word. Bless God. See the signs and embrace salvation. Amen. And yes, if you want me to, I can close on a prayer, or you can go ahead and do it. Amen.
Well, Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for that message that is still coming across, just as if John the Baptist was walking the street saying, prepare ye the way, prepare ye the way, the kingdom of God is at hand. So, Father, you know the times in which we live in, Lord God. And, Father, you are showing us the signs all around. So, Father, my prayer right now is that we will each, Lord God, trust and believe in the safety that we have in Jesus Christ, to know that we have defied the grave and death, Lord God, by Jesus, because he has paid the ransom for us. He has paid a high cost, Lord God, that we can be reconciled unto you. So, Father, my prayer is that for all who hear this message, that they will reach out, Lord God, and prepare their hearts and to receive that way into life eternal. Not only life eternal, but an abundant life here on this earth, safe in the bosom of Jesus. Jesus' word has said he has not lost one save the son of perdition, so that scripture can be fulfilled. So, Father, we thank you right now for the birth of Jesus. We thank you for that virgin pure birth of Jesus. Father, we thank you for John the Baptist who came with that message to repent, that message that is still echoing in this day. Repent and prepare ye the way of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you that you have prepared a way of reconciliation unto you. We thank you, Lord God, that there is a way that we can have hope in this world, that there is a way that we can have joy in this world. There is a way, Lord God, that we can have peace in this world, Lord God. There is a way that our minds can be settled and our minds can be renewed. Lord God, that way that you can come in, Lord God, and give us the mind of Christ, Lord God, that you can come in, Lord God, and take out all of those frettings and the fears, Lord God, because you said you have not given us a spirit of fear at all, but of love, of power, and a sound mind, Lord God. But all of those things are through Christ Jesus. All of the things that are happening in this world, Lord God, we as your children, we can walk through them in peace, walk through with the soundness of mind. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much that you don't want us to perish, but you want us to have life, life abundantly here and life forevermore. So, Father, I pray right now that this word will go out and penetrate our heart, that they will see what they can do to be saved, Lord God, that they will call upon your name wherever they are and believe and confess in your Son, Jesus Christ, that they may be saved. And after they have come into salvation, Lord God, that they will ask, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, right now in the name of Christ Jesus, we know it, Lord God, and we declare it, that you will give unto them your Holy Spirit. So, Father, we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, Lord God, and we cry out in this day that we desire, Lord God, to be rid of this sin nature, Lord God, and take on the nature of Christ. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I do pray and say amen and amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Just want to remind you that His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray and Friends is every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Pastor Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Antonio Mitchell, Tyrone Rose, Cleophas Malone, and Elster Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call number, okay? Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry is a new ministry with the host of Pastor Ray Rose and Pastor Maggie Wilson. It's every third Friday at 7 p.m. I do also want to encourage you to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about the different hosts and adopt the different shows. Please continue to like us at on our Facebook and Instagram pages of Requested Speak Talk Radio. And also, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by sending an email to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, or you can send us a message to any of the social media sites. Thank you again for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.